Blog Talk Radio.
Here's a song that I wrote about 3 weeks ago. Every once in a while, I like to write something to my creator because I believe in him. We need you right now. There's no one else to turn to.
With the evil ways, yeah.
spirit. That was Mr. Donny Hathaway. Donny Hathaway. He's an old singer back in the 70s. Some of you remember him. He died kind of young, 34 years old. God, the man had a voice. Man sung to the Lord. A lot of folks that use the words that song, and you meditate with the words that song. He said something a lot of folks ain't ready for. I might want to call to tell the truth about it, but you can get ready. Accept the Lord and your Savior this morning. You don't have to keep on wondering if this is the day he's going to call you home. You just don't know when the hour and time comes. He said he wanted to see the Lord. He wanted to come down now. Did you hear what he said, Rev?
Yes, sir. We need you.
Yeah, we need you to come down right now.
Right now.
He God came to reach random at the age of 34. Man was born in 1945, brother. Mr. Donny Hathaway died in 1979. Yeah, he was a songster, man. He knew how to play that organ, know how to play that. Yeah, just go listen to some of the music, you know. I think he sung that song in the ghetto. You know, I don't know if you remember that whole song, brother.
Yes, sir. The ghetto.
He was a bad boy. You remember him and Curtis Mayfield and all them, you know. God blessed him, though, man. He was calling on the Lord then. He had depression in his life. Living so much depression, man, you know. He wanted to exceed in life, you know, wanted to be looked at as an artist, you know. And sometimes depression comes. But I'm telling you right now, the day is the day that the Lord has made. And we thank God that he allowed us to be starting our week out, you know. You know, we smile. The miles I've been doing, but we smile and reply again, you know. On Facebook, we sent out to come out and let's start our day off with the Lord. You know, let's start this week off with the Lord. You know, giving God thanks, you know, until I'm, you know.
Amen.
Things happen, man. You just try your best to present God, and you just thank God for his love that he has for his children. God loves us a lot.
Yeah.
We don't give him the opportunity.
Yes, he does.
Tell you nothing, that he loves us more than we love ourselves. You know, he loves us so much. He's still having patience with some of us. You know, some of us, he'll correct us so quick, you know, to make us get back on that road. But some, God, that lets you leave yourself. You know, I'm going to tell you, I don't want to be left to myself, Lord. I thank God for the love. I thank him for his peace that he has for the church. He has a strong peace for us. If we just humble ourselves and come before him. Thank God, Reverend. You know, this past week, we got a text from Brother Dex's significant other. And then she was really bad, you know, she was really going through real bad. And I sent her that text. Tell her what I think about what she was asking about. And I also sent her one of the morning ministry that we did the week that we did for the anniversary of God's plan. She listened to it. And when she listened to it, look what she did with it, Rev. You know, it was like over 2 hours. It was over 2 hours service, right? And she texted me back. That's what she needed. She needed to hear that people still care about her loved one. They can went on. You know, you'd be surprised how people, you know, sit back, you know. And I know now, Rev, I didn't got to the point in my life right now. We don't beg nobody to say nothing. We don't beg you to do nothing. We just say that we have passion, you know, tomorrow. If I look at this word, the passion, before we get in Luke today, I want to go to that passion, what Jesus thought about compassion that he had for the church.
Yes.
You know, you're going to see in our lesson that he had compassion, you know.
Right.
Because when he walked, when he walked this earth, a lot of people don't understand his compassion. His compassion wanted to be him lifted up. He was coming down to make it right for the people. Because birds that have made it wrong, you know, he failed to see it. And the second Adam came to bring us out of that sin, and he did it. But I want to give you something you might not believe. He's not going back to that cross. He's not. He nailed it all. You know, no, don't let nobody fool you. He did it one time. That's it. He's not going back to that cross.
Yes,
we thank him for that Holy Spirit. We thank him for the things he's doing. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace.
We
bow down, able to lift up, our Lord. We thank you, Father God, for you. We're approaching a new week and a new day, Lord. Knowing that it was you, Lord.
Yes.
Touch us, Lord. Allow us to see you another day. We listen to the songs that said, we need you right now, Lord. Come down.
Yes, Lord.
And bless your children today, Lord, as we bless one another, Lord. Maybe you might hear one or two
Lord.
Voices. Oh, but Lord, let that voice be of yours, Lord. Let the people hear you.
Yes, Lord.
Voice, Lord. Your people heart. Give them a word of remedy that, Father God, they want to come to you and look closer to you, Lord. If they want to walk
Lord.
How much they love you, Lord. Lord, we come right now in the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the beautiful gifts that you gave on yesterday, Lord. We ask you, Father God, we know we're not worthy of it, Lord, but you gave us a beautiful gift, Lord. And we thank you for that gift, Lord. Lord, we love
you, Lord.
We want to thank people that came out, Father God, that participated in it. And we just thank God for the Holy Spirit that dwells, Lord.
Thank
and we pray right now, Lord. We pray right now for Lord, for all the ones that are missing someone right now, Lord. Missing somebody they just can't talk to right now, Lord. Missing someone that needs to have a struggle with sometimes and say, I wish they was here. Lord, we just actually give peace there, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Though times get rough sometimes. Sometimes we want to hear mothers talk. Sometimes we want to hear father talk. Sometimes we want to hear auntie talk. Sometimes we want to see our sibling talk. But, Lord, they resting in your arm, Lord. So give us some peace, Lord, that we know that, Father God, we keep living right. And we stay connected to the vine, just the Lord, that you prove us that we see your face, Lord. And you say, well done, my faithful servant. You've been over a few things, but come on, I'll make you rule of many. Lord, let your spirit move today, Lord. Let your spirit move with faith in you, Lord. Let nothing stop us from not crying out to your name, Lord. Because we believe when praises go up, blessings come down,
blessings.
Lord. So we thank you in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus had a strong deliverance. Jesus had a strong love for the people of God. Jesus loved so much that he took time out. When folks said he was a Beelzebub. Folks said he was an intruder of the Pharisees, the scribes, and Sadducees. What was happening? He was stomping their proper popularity, but what he was doing, he wasn't doing what he was doing. He was doing for the kingdom building, and I love that part because he took time out for you, the ones that think they know so much. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He took time out to show them something too, but he really took time out for us sinners. He came for the ones who needed him, not for the righteous. The one who needed him. Somebody knows him. I woke up this morning and needed him. I needed him. I needed him so much that I know that I couldn't take a breath without him. Somebody know what I'm talking about. You look down, I said it on you yesterday, Rev. Look down, you got feet. And somebody with their head feet. Somebody with their head 4 or 5 pairs of shoes in their closet. Somebody with their head 2 or 3 cars they can look at. Somebody wish they had 2 or 3 jobs, and then you struggle with, they struggle with the one. But I'm trying to tell you one thing here. God has been a provider for all of us. And his one number one provider is salvation. He wants all of us to reap the same goal. So he sent us down to echo what he wants us to keep saying. He's coming back. That's what Donnie said. Donnie asked him to come back. So since God didn't come back in his time, he allowed Donnie to see him. You know what I'm talking about? If you listen to the words of that song, we need thee to come down right now.
You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes things get tough, and you just want God to just stop this thing. Stop it right now so he can get on board. Look what happened right here. Luke 18:35. Look what happened. And it came to pass. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That as he was come the night unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the side begging. Again, this is in Luke 18:35.
Yes, look what he did.
And he heard the multitude pass by.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he did. He asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passed by. Now, I'm going to tell you something. For someone can't see, but he heard something going on.
Mm-hmm.
And he heard so much that it inquisited him to want to ask what was going on. Why would the people holler? Don't you know most of the people were there and didn't want him? They weren't hollering for him to come. Most of the people followed him to see what he going to do next or who he gonna, how he going to do it. But then there was a lot of them followed behind because they see them heal. You know, we read early on that 13, Reverend. You remember we read that when that woman stooped over. And we had chapter 13,
sir.
Luke. We had that list. I don't know if y'all remember that. She was stooped over for 18 years. 18 years. There's some things you've been having you cover you for a long way longer than that. And God, somebody maybe had been delivered from cancer. Somebody maybe had been healing for dialysis. Somebody maybe had been healing over some demonic spirit for years was on you, and God delivered you. He told that woman. This was on a Saturday, Reverend. It's over there in chapter 13. He told that woman, the woman die or loose. And he told that spirit to loose her. And soon that spirit was loosed out of him, the Bible says she went straight up. She said straight up. So let me put something right there. Don't you know if you lose some things in your walk with the Lord? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Don't you know that gate would get a little narrow? You know that scripture over there, Matthew 7:13, what it say? It reads somebody, enter ye in the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there, what is it? Which are going in that. But because, look at that, straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And the few, look what it said, there'll be there find in it. You know, you'll find a lot going through that way of destruction. Oh, yeah, because it's so broad. But when you find something going that straight gate, that narrow way, you don't find too many. And he said, that's a leader unto life. But people rather go the broad way when you see many heads going that way. It must be right, Reverend. Let's go over there.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. When she said she straightened up, and God, and they got mad because he did it on a Sabbath. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He did it on the Sabbath. They were so religiously, and they were so hung up on the religious part of that, and they didn't see the blessing. Help me, Holy Spirit. He blessed them. And he blessed us today, too. You know what he did? Some of us woke us up and put us on our mind.
Yeah,
he put us on the mind. And he wanted to say, I want to call in, and I want to not just call in. I want to be a participant. Maybe I'm not hit the one button, but I want to what? I want to just say, Lord, I'm on here, Lord, because I want to get closer to you. I want to start my day off with some positive things. I want to start my day off with some positive things. I want to start my week off with some positive things. There's so much negativity out there. There's so many people fighting, going over a lot of things. But this young man, sitting on the sideline, hearing a great crowd hollering, and he asked the question, what's going on, Reverend? You ever been in church?
Yeah.
Reverend, you know what I'm talking about. You've been in church, and the spirit overflowed like it did yesterday?
Yes, sir.
What was that song? Give me a few of that song that y'all sung that yesterday. How it went?
Oh, yeah. I will be with you. I will be with you if you will only trust. trust me, trust me, trust me. He said, I'll never leave you.
Come on now.
I'll never leave you.
Do that.
I'll never leave you if you will only trust me.
All right,
trust me.
Trust me.
Yes, sir.
I am.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know what I'm
calling. I have all power. I will deliver if you will only trust me. Yes, sir.
When that song was going on, I know y'all probably know where they got going on. But when that song was going on, right, they sung that song, and my brother, I couldn't even stop crying because
praise the Lord.
I don't care what nobody say. You can do how you
praise
want to. You can serve God how you want to. You can be so bold and say what you don't have to have and what people don't have to have.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna tell you, there's nothing like not being in the spirit with the Lord. When you go to the church and you feel the anointing and the expression of his love, when they be singing the song, you preach, it's nothing like being in the presence, my sisters and brothers. I know we do our best over here trying not to convey what we do right now, and some of this may be hindering a lot of folks. But let me tell you something, boy, if you can get to the house of the Lord, if you get to the house of the Lord and surrender yourself to him, like Donny Hathaway said, I need thee to come down, you know.
Yes,
that song, when they sung that song yesterday, Reverend sent me that song, and then they sung it yesterday. I'm not saying this because the church we go to, but boy, I'm saying they said that thing was on fire.
and I
started thinking about how the brother was there. He heard all this commotion. He wanted to know, who is this? Song went on, the one we saw on River, what they said, on the hill, far away, stood a whole rugged cross.
The emblem of suffering and shame.
Yeah, somebody know what I'm talking about. Yeah. I can imagine some people following him might was singing that song that it was gonna be a year far away.
Come on now.
You know what I'm talking about. Because somebody wasn't following him. Like I said, everybody wasn't following him at this time. Hollering, he was wanting to know what this commotion going, and they told him it was Jesus. Jesus is Nazareth, passing by. Why did I stay so long? Sometimes you need to pause in your praise. Sometimes you need to pause in all the traffic going around. He said, Lord, why are we here? Lord, I'm not worried to do like the rest of them doing right here. But Lord, can you help me right here? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
All right.
You're going to find out that God hears through all of them noises, all the praise that was going up. He heard this man's voice. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Look at here now. Let me be real careful with you so I can tell you this here. When they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passed by, it had to resonate with him. He was who he was, the Messiah. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm going to show you why I say that.
Mm-hmm.
Look what he said here. Look what he said. And he cried and said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And they did which before and rebuked him, look at that he should not hold his peace. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But he cried so much more than thou son of David. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. I'm telling you one thing. You're going to have a lot of folks say, don't do this, quit hollering, doing a lot of things, Reverend. But boy, if you don't listen to that sideline. But if you want something from the Lord, you got to be persistent. He felt and then he heard him come down. When he said the Son of David, everybody know that is the Messiah. When he's saying that he's the one for to take that seat of David's throne, he's going to be the one sitting. Somebody thought he might have been a 4-star general. Help me, Holy Spirit. Didn't know he's going to come to Nazareth. Didn't know he's going to come into in a humblest way he came. This is a baby. And look what he did. He walked this thing 33 years, and God allowed him to be. He did more than somebody been here 70, 80 years. Help me, Holy Spirit. And he moved. And when he was moving, the man cried out again. They wanted to tell him to hold your peace. Now, be quiet, man. The whole of it. And he said, then again, he said, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Don't you want to get God's attention? Oh, help me, Holy
Spirit.
Do you want to get do you want to get God's attention? And somebody said, well, you know, Reverend, it don't take all of that. Well, you don't know what it takes because if you knew my story, if I'd listen to the
night, right,
if I'd listen to the people on the sideline, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now.
Come on, man.
Have a lot of people discouraged.
Right.
Then the most one that discourages would not use their gift they got. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they use the gift they got to edify themselves. Glorify this sin. God can't use them because he said, I'd rather you say, well, God, what are you going to say, God or mammon? You can't serve two gods. You're either going to serve God or mammon. Sometimes we want to be lifted higher than God. That's why he ripped us from some of them gifts he gave us, because we want to be too holy. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They didn't watch this. They didn't die. So when he seen this, he heard this, he did what? What did he do, Rev? Look what he did, Rev. I'm almost home, y'all. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, what will thou that thou should do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. Now, I'm gonna back up a little bit because I'm running too fast. Because I wanted you to really know this here. That it was a lot of people hollering. It was a lot of people probably said, Lord Jehovah. It was a lot of people saying, Lord of Yahweh. It was a lot of people just Lord Nisi. You know, it was a lot of people just hollering his name, Jesus, Jesus. But he heard this song. The man said, Son of David, and all them people. Then he asked him, what did I have to do for you? And he told Jesus, I want to receive my sight. Somebody need to understand. You might see real clearly now. You might got 20/20 vision. If you don't, you might have something to help you see 20/20. Some kind of correction and some glass or the laser surgery. You know, you didn't got all this stuff to put in you so you can see now. But I'm not talking about that. He is, though. I'm telling you, there's a spiritual thing here that when you can get blessed in the spiritual realm, some of us are so spiritually blind and spiritual, man. We just don't know how God want to reach out and touch our heart. I mean, it didn't got to a point to me now that we got to do it, even if it ain't but one person to listen. And that, you know who that one person
is? Right.
It needs to be one of us. It needs to be one of us. And one thing I find out in this ministry, that you got to keep on going. You got to keep on preaching. You got to keep on teaching, because you know what?
That's right.
It's season after season. And when you're doing this, you never know what day God might speak to someone. See, the door is still open. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
The door is still open. What I mean by this door is, as long as you got your breath and blood is running in your veins, it's an opportunity for you to make it a change in life. It's an opportunity for you to keep it with you. So let me tell you something. I don't want nothing to have me that bound down that I can't serve the Lord. He didn't put it in my life right now and made it some situation to allow me to do the things we do right now. I'm telling you, yesterday, when he touched me with that song, you might have to listen to it. You might have to go listen to that song, Trust Me. Richard Smallwood would have thanked you, but I'm gonna let you go listen to it. And I want you when they sung that song yesterday, I felt pretty good, right? But when we sung that other song, there's a cross, right, sitting on the hill. far away. We saw that Thursday. See, I love church. I love going to church because you can't get it no other way sometimes, brother. We can play music like we want, and we can get on top of it. But, boy, it's somebody when you get in the church where everybody worshiping, everybody coming together and living the thing. They were doing this, and God heard this young man, and God gave him something, what he asked, because he asked it in faith. What do you want God to do for you? What do you want God to bless you with? This is the time to ask God in faith and believe, because he don't move unless you believe. He moves when you believe. If you believe in God, one scripture said that if you believe in him, he said you can ask. I know the book. Anything
that's
in
right.
my name, I will give it to you. But it's something we got to do there, though, right? Let me see if I can find that scripture.
Right.
It's something we got to do there, brother. We just can't just throw it out there. It's something we have to do. Let me bag up and get there. You don't mind? I'm going to go look for it. Let me go to John 15. Let me find it. I'm going to go to John 15. It might not read like y'all read. But let me do something what you got to have in you when you do this thing. Look at this. It says, I am the vine. That we say? He said, I am the vine, and my Father is the husband. And every branch in me that beareth not fruit, take away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean.
Yes, sir.
Through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abides in the vine. No more can itself you abide in me. I am the vine dresser of the branch, and he that abide in me and I in him, in the same bring forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If a man by he is cast as far as the branch is withered. Man gather them and cast them into the fire, and they burn them. If you abide in me, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. My word, abide in me. You shall ask what you will, and I shall, and it shall be done unto you. That's John, right?
Yes, sir.
Chapter 15, verses 1 through 7. That last verse again. If you abide me, my word abide in you, you should ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. That's what the ministry is about, my brothers and sisters. You got to get in the word.
Yes, sir.
You got to let that word come out of you, and you got to let that word prove him and see if he won't do it. Somebody said, don't go to God with a mist, though. Don't ask God for stuff in the mist. One thing you need to ask for is a personal relationship. You need to ask him to get close. You want to get closer to you. And how can I get closer to you? I'm telling you right now how you can get closer to it. It's accept him as your Lord and Savior. Him as your Lord and Savior. Once you accept him as your Lord and Savior, then this when they start. See, a lot of people want to be connected to the vine. Let me back up again. A lot of people want to be connected to the vine, and the vine is Jesus, but the husband is the Father. But look what he does with this vine. Look what he does with this branch, though. He purges the branch so the branch can be fruitful. Help me with the Holy Spirit. So it can be fruitful. How can it be fruitful if you're not helping nobody with it? How can it be fruitful if you're not telling somebody about him? How can it be fruitful if you hold it all in, Reverend? I really believe that when he told this young man one day, he told him over there, he said, Simon, I really believe that wasn't just Simon he's talking to.
That's right.
I really believe over there when he was saying that over there, was it Luke 22 and 31 and 32? He said, Simon, I really believe he wasn't only talking to Simon. I believe he was talking with everyone.
Come on now.
It's just about beside my voice right now. I believe he said, Simon. He said, the devil is out to sift you like wheat. Now watch this now. This wheat. Normally when they do the wheat, they put their sifter there, and what it does, he sifts. They pull the, you know, just say little grains in there, and you sip it through, and you don't want all this in your cake, or you don't want all this in your food. You get all the stuff that's gonna mess it up. If you say it stays into the sifter, see, but the devil is trying to sip something else out of you. Help me, Holy Spirit. He wants to sip
that's right.
So you can serve him. He wants to shift you so you can serve him. He wants you to act a fool. He wants you to not serve the Lord. He wants you to stop calling in. He wants you to stop reading the Bible. He wants you to stop fellowshipping. You know what the devil has done so much? He think he done won. He think he done won. Watch, look how he think he won. Because the church can't open up like it do. Who said the church can't open up? Help me, Holy Spirit. They open up they open up Home Depot.
Yes, sir.
Watch it here. They open up your job. Who said the church can't open up? Let me leave it alone. But let me tell you something. I'm glad we live in the area that God, his church is going to be judged. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The church is going to be judged. So that's why I'm trying to tell you, I'm not that kind of preacher to tell you to stay away. I believe that we need to come together. I believe that we need to come on one accord. I believe if somebody has been to church lately, you know what I'm talking about. There's nothing like going inside the sanctuary and lifting up prayer. You know what? If that pastor,
that's right.
Let me hold you. If that pastor is preaching God's word, watch this here. Before he preached, and he prayed over that sanctuary today, Lord. Lord, I want you to use me in your service. I want to be the instrument, Lord, because I want you to speak to your people, Lord. There might be someone here going to call themselves that want to kill themselves, Lord. I want you to let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, thy Redeemer. I want you to touch someone's heart. I want you to look at somebody from the deep, because we want to have a surgery right now, Lord. We want to, that somebody might have had a tough time. See, I haven't been to church in a whole year, but this is my first day back.
Right.
I want to feel up. I want you to allow the music department, as we say, the preach word to touch their heart and say, I was glad. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When they say, let's go to the house of God. Now, remind me, this ain't my first time going to church. I've been going to church all through the pandemic. Because you know why? God has to do things for some of us and allow us to be separated for a minute. But I'm going to tell you something. They didn't open up everything now. You look how they're in Miami, Florida. They're doing all kind of spring parties and everything, but the church still segregated. Man, we got to get together. We got to come together.
That's right.
If we keep separating, that's why people are falling off like they're doing. That's why people, they're not more in spiritual realm, but they were following Jesus at this day. And this young man heard them and said, who is this?
Yeah.
I'm listening. Who do all this hollering? He said, the Jesus of Nazareth. He said, wait, if it's Jesus, okay. Jesus, he said, what? Son of David.
Son of David.
You know how they tell you, Reverend. I don't want you dancing up there, Reverend. I don't want you waving your hand up there, Reverend. I don't want you praising the Lord, Reverend. But then there's some on the inside. If you knew my story, you'd right beside me. You'll let your mule down, and you'll start. See, you don't need no shout done. You got shout and Reverend Henry. you don't need no shout done. You got shout and Reverend Brian.
Yeah.
You don't hate no shout.
Yes, sir.
If people really know your story. I remember I heard the songwriter, but then you got a testimony, too, where God had brought you out, how you came over.
Thank you, Lord.
This is how you be fruitful when you allow God to use you. Let me go a little farther when he said it. He said, he has to sift you like me, but I pray for thee. It's your faith.
Yes, sir.
He said, this is what the thing he wants us to do, brothers and sisters. He said, but when you've been converted, don't strengthen your brethren. Don't worry about what you're going to say when you go poor man. I'm going to give you what to say. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm going to get back in the lesson. I thought I left somewhere. But I want you to tell you, when your church opened up, your physical church that you go, you number 10, if you're not, you need to give one. When once you go in there, you're going to know this day, what I just said, you're going to know this day. That you're going to wish you had. See, man, some people got some. You know, I used to live a certain day. You know what I'm talking about? Every Sunday I used to live to want to go to the race. Every Sunday I wanted to go out. We had a little place down here. We called it Yellow Belly. Down in Grand Prairie, Texas. You know what I'm talking about? And we go there and it'd be so packed there, man. You have some of everything out there, you know. And that's what we did every Sunday. That's what we did. But now, God took that. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with racing. Don't get me wrong. But God, I'm just saying for me. You know, that's it for me, you know. I just thank God for what he put in my heart, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about?
And
he put it in my heart. I'm going to say it again, Reverend. I don't remember praising the Lord, but I'm telling you, when God hit me yesterday with that song, man, and before he allowed me, to get up there to preach, man, I haven't felt it like that in a long time, man. Because when I heard that song, it's trust in me. It was a
that's
part.
Good.
It said, "I am." How that song? Was it "I am"?
Yes,
was that the verse to that?
I am.
You gotta think of, give me the word.
Yes,
give me the word.
And said, "I am." That I am, I have all power, I will deliver if you only would trust me.
Well, when I heard that there, man, that went all over. Y'all need to hear that song. I can't get it. But you need to hear that song because at that moment when they went up there in that high, it seemed like it was just like a big choir up there. You know, we still said it. We still got the this it wasn't but like 5 or 6 people up there, but boy, you were swerving down. The whole choir was there, you know. And I know it was the whole church thing, and it went out through the whole church. And all you was hearing just praising, Reverend. That's all you was hearing. Somebody just say that. See, you sometimes you need to go back where God delivered you from. Sometimes He might deliver you from
something. Yes, sir.
That you need to go back and remember what you did. Somebody might got to go back 50 years. Some of you might have to go back to the morning bit. But wherever you go back, just go back and get there. Don't get so complacent in your praising because he didn't have to do it. Look what the man did. He came up to Jesus, and he told Jesus, I'm going to give him the lesson, y'all. I'm back over here at verse 40, right? He said, and Jesus stood and commanded him to brought unto him. And then when he was come near, he asked him, saying, what wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Thank
and
you,
Jesus
Lord.
Said unto
yes,
him,
sir.
Receive thou sight, thou faith. No. Your money did it. No.
All right.
Not even this is the church attendance. It didn't do it either. But you know what it did? Thou faith have saved him. And immediately, not yesterday, he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. I sent that thing out on Facebook. That's why I said, let's come and praise God today, our Heavenly Father.
Thank you.
I sent it out because we need to start putting more positive things on our social media. You know, we need to let the people know that God needs to be praised. We need to know, let the people know they need to start that day off. We give God just a portion of our time, but we give everything else. We give all the other stuff. That's why when you come out, and you, help me, Holy Spirit, that's why when you come out, it takes a little time for you to get into the service because you have so much on your mind. You have so much in your heart. But you start working on yourself before you get in the service. Help me, Holy Spirit, and allow God to release some nice things. See, now he was a part of the crew now. Help me, Holy Spirit. He's part of the crew now, Rev. He's part of the, he's part of the one hollering. Because before he didn't know what was going on, but he heard it. But now he can see, and now he's rejoicing. Now he's following the Lord and glorifying him. And the people on the sideline seeing that. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. How many people came to you and said, boy, I know God has changed you. I'm so glad that I know you now. That if he's changed you, I know he can change me. Oh, help me. I know he's delivered. I know he created this thing for all of us to come in one by one. Some of us came in on the same day probably. Might have been a Sunday. Oh, okay. Let me know the day you came and you met the Lord. Was it a Sunday? Was it a Saturday? Was it a Friday? Was it a Thursday? Was it a Wednesday? Was it a Tuesday? Was it a Monday? Somebody this song should be lighting up every day. The day that I hit, that's the day you should have hit the one button. Because this is the day that I met the Lord. This is the day I rededicate my life to the Lord. This was the day I was baptized with the Lord. It ain't always got to be on Sunday, my brothers and sisters. It can be during the week.
Yeah.
Oh, that be Holy Spirit. That God can can come in your life. Like, they didn't say what day this was. We know this wasn't the Sabbath because they didn't. You need the Pharisee didn't jump in there. The Pharisee quickly went to heal somebody on the Sabbath because he went to heal that woman when she was stooped over.
Mm-hmm.
He got paid. And he told him in that same passage, he said, that ox, somebody called it the donkey over there. Somebody said, he said, will you take that donkey and out that stall and give him some water? He said, sure he will. And look at this here. Now, you got that much over an animal than you have a human
mm-hmm.
being. You have more compassion over an animal than you have a human being. Now, let me tell you something. Now, I know all mm-hmm. of the people love animals, but God, look at this here. As when he did, he had compassion for this young lady. He had compassion for this young man. And I can tell you something, if you don't want to know, this same story is written in three parts of the gospel, right? And it's
mm-hmm.
written just like this here in Matthew 20 and 29 to 34, Mark
mm-hmm.
10 and 46 to 52. The same scripture, the same way they put it together, but they gave a different account on each one of them. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank God for how he exposed the blessing that he did this morning. So I don't know what you want God to do, but somewhere down the line, something happened immediately to the blind man. Don't you want God to do something
mm-hmm.
immediately for you? He can do
yes,
it.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I know right about it. Reverend, he can do it, Reverend. He wanted
yes,
to restore
sir.
You. But let God restore you spiritually mm-hmm. first.
Thank
because
at
the same
you, Lord.
Time we look at this, God can make you whole if you allow him to come in
mm-hmm.
tonight. You want to be whole this morning? Don't you want
mm-hmm.
to stop serving the adversary? We give the adversary too much time, man. Way too much time. And when
mm-hmm.
I say that, this, what you're saying, I'm not saying you can't never have no, what they call that side fun, right? But let me tell you something. Watch how you get your fun.
Mm-hmm.
Watch how you get your pleasure. Because one of these days, you're going to answer something to pleasure. Because the Bible says
mm-hmm.
we're going to have to confess on some of the things we're doing in this body. We're going to have to confess for. He has two books he's going to open up. I know I'm right about it. And these books he's going to write over
right.
there, you're going to see them. And when they come to you, you're going to look at it just like this here. Just like I'm sitting right here. You're going to be saying, Lord, deliver me. I trust you.
Yeah.
I thank God for this message, brother. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank him for all the things he has done and about to do in the service. You know, Sister, a mother, well, she got some stuff over here, man. Can I get in the line? She got a lot of tools over here. You ready for it?
Praise the Lord.
It said resisting the trap. Resisting the trap, right? We fall into temptation when we do not flee from it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We fall into temptation when we do not flee from it. And I remember like it showed like over here. I remember the time that I really thought I had it pretty wrapped up. And then life change came on me. And I had to find out, I had to go back to the master. Because I fell into some temptation one day. And it trapped me. But then I love God so much. He ain't like us. You know what I'm saying? Some of us won't let us
That's
forget.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Some of us,
mm-hmm.
you ain't no good. You ain't on there. You're good. Your father ain't no good. Your auntie ain't no good. You know, they just
mm-hmm.
you know, they give you luck.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're going to be just like them. But then you got to resist that for trap. You know what I'm talking about? And somebody
right.
talking about being transparent. I'm telling you, none of us are perfect. But one thing about this, one thing we call perfect, if we stay in Christ, if we stay connected to the Lord, these things that trip us won't trip us so often. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Then she gave us another. Pray first. Pray first. Well, she over there working, Reverend. Pray first.
Mm-hmm.
God wants us to pray before we do anything at all. Is that right? God wants us
yeah.
to pray
yes,
first.
Sir.
I mean, he wants to come to him. When you start doing something in life, what you do? Some of us know you've got to take it to the Lord in prayer. You could not do that. Because if you can do without that, it would be no need for our Lord and Savior. Because it's our priority to put our prioritize prayer first. And then I'm going to tell you like this. You ain't going to just pray first. You're going to pray all through the week, all through the day. Because some of the things you're going to have to get through today. Amen? So pray first.
Amen.
God wants us to pray before we do anything at all. What you think about that, Ralph? Do you believe in that?
That's beautiful. Yes, sir.
It's imperative, right? I got some more, Rev. You gave me a little bit more. Trust me.
Uh-oh.
This is a daily read, April the 1st, the 12th. And it said, trust me. It's a moment-by-moment choice. Look at that, Rev.
Yeah.
Trust me. It's a moment-by-moment. Let me look at this again. I'm trying to focus on the text. A moment-by-moment choice. He said, enjoy my presence. Trust. He said, to choose to trust me is all circumstances. I mean, when you get there and you start hitting, and you start really believing in what you trust in, you can be like the old songwriter, trust me, if you only just believe. If you only just believe. But one of the scriptures you add to it, he said, but I trust in the Lord. And I say, you are my God. Psalm 31:14. Mm-hmm. I'm that stuck with me, sis, because I really believe on the songwriter yesterday. Trust me, I was in a, well, I was in places I have been in a while, and I really believe that he touched my heart. Even before I went in, before we went in and gave the word yesterday, Rev, we felt something within that we really believe that we, as ministers, man, as laborers of the Word of God, man, we need to be encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
that's right.
And we need prayer. And we need prayer.
That's right.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? We need prayer. We didn't thought about that. We didn't think about that song that just that Sunday morning. We thought about that song like Wednesday or Thursday. And then when we
mm-hmm.
heard it, it was something different, but just kept saying it. And then all of a sudden it was sung. It was just like what she was saying, trusting in him. I'm going to tell you, it's the best decision you ever did. Then
mm-hmm.
it comes right here,
a new beginning.
When he said, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. So you should not know. Isaiah 43:19. That's what he's doing in us. He's doing a new thing in us. And somebody been springing forth. Look what happened to the young man when he was here. He got right up. He didn't go
mm-hmm.
sit down. Yeah, right up and start getting right mixed with the crowd. I bet he was dancing. You know, they put a lot of little things on these social media, people dancing and doing all this stuff. But boy, when you see somebody really, they laugh at certain cultures because how they worship the Lord. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna tell you something. If you just really just sit back and you can just be so calm and easy, I don't know what type of God we serve. You can be so calm and easy. Because sometimes when God comes in, you can't even do but just hold your hands up. Sometimes you just tears get to falling down your face because
mm-hmm.
you're thinking about that new beginning. You're thinking about that trust. And you're thinking about praying first. And you're thinking about how he heard you out of all the people. Reverend, don't you know he in Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know he in Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know
Come
he in Detroit? Don't you know he in Texas?
Mm-hmm.
He's saying a lot of people are calling his name, and he's listening.
Yes,
he's
sir.
Because he know how to govern us. Because I found out one thing
mm-hmm.
about it. He left us with the Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Spirit. And the Holy Ghost will give you some insight that none of us that on the outside would know. And that insight said, I haven't left you. I'm still there with you, baby. That's what he tells me.
Mm-hmm.
Still there with you.
Yes, sir.
I'm holding your hand.
Yes, sir.
Have you had a God holding a Spirit's hand that you can feel his presence?
Mm-hmm.
So we thank you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Martha, Sister Martha. God give a fresh start from the inside out. God give a fresh start from the inside out. I know you're right about that. Because when you know that you've been changed, when you know you've been delivered, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You look at things totally different from a lot of people.
That's right.
Because you look at that thing like I don't have to ask nobody if I've been delivered, brother. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to ask nobody
mm-hmm.
if I love them because that's personal.
Mm-hmm.
personal. So if you have to ask somebody about this, you might want to get back on and sit back and say, Lord, help me understand you more. Help me, Lord, to understand you more. So you're at the right place. We do always say this, Reverend, you already open. If anybody has something to say and somebody has something, don't need a prayer, or somebody just needs God to touch their heart, but before we do that, we really already prayed, but we can do it again, right? For some, maybe came on just a little bit later that I told earlier that Brother Dexter's significant other had texted me crying about her little sister and several of her sister and her dad, you know, and she was questioning a few things. And she was just so in deep pain with somebody because Dexter was always encouraging her, you know, and she don't have him there anymore. And I sent her a scripture. Then I messed around and sent her that annual we did, that anniversary we did. And she texted, man, she texted me with over so much grace and love that she needed to hear that, that people still love the one she loved too. You know what I'm talking about? So I'm telling you, that you might be sitting home, you might be doing the everyday thing, but some people are going through, man. Some people need a little encouragement. If you don't pray for nobody, pray for the people you remember here in their family. You know what I'm talking about? Keep them lifted up. It might not worry you, but some people probably still trying to, you know, have that closure. You know what I'm talking about? Some don't have to have that, but pray for one another. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Because you never know it's going to be your time. I remember it was 3 years later, almost 4 years later, when my mother had passed, man, it really hit me really hard, you know what I'm talking about? And I'm making it, but I still miss her, though.
Yeah,
I'm making it,
yes,
but I
sir.
Still miss her, though. And I felt what she was saying, you know, that you don't have to be your mother. It can be somebody you love, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I thank God, because the Holy Spirit is always with us, you know. I just want us to know that that sometimes we can be slowful on a lot of things, man. But don't be slowful on your stepping God today. If you don't know God and pardon your sin, if you want to rededicate your life to the Lord, if you want to get closer to the Lord, make Him your charge today. Get with Him today. Put Him off. Put Him off. Get Him. You said you love Him. You say you want to be with him. Well, surrender to him. Surrender to him all. Man, you don't have to please nobody just to be their friendship. If you got to please somebody, if they're on that side, sometimes really you got to cut some people off. Not saying that you can't never go back and reach and grab, but you better get a relationship with the Lord first before you go mess with them. Because if you're not strong enough, they will have you doing the same thing they don't.
All right.
So I see Brother Nutty here too. Well,
Good morning. I got my word for the day. I hadn't really just went back and did what Brother Avery told me to go up a couple verses down, but I want to give what I read so far. It's Psalms 84:11. It say, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. For the Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from you that walk. And it says inspiration. God's parents, or good parents give their children a good mother will eat and burn the cookies so that her children can have a good one. She would eat the burnt cookies, you know. That's what they're saying. God, he'll give to his kids, well, we all his children. He'll sacrifice for us. So that's why he sacrificed his son. He sacrificed his son for us. It's a good father will forego buying a pair of shoes to ensure that his children have shoes. A good parent will give what he can to his child. There's nothing that makes a parent happier than to see the happier than to reward the children and bring them joy. So God wants us to have joy, and that's being with him. When our children make us proud, we want to give them the best gift we can, even if it seems extravagant. God gives us everything he has, his grace and glory, his light and his protection. He holds nothing back from us when we walk upright, righteously. God pours out his abundance of blessings on us. We make him proud. He is extravagant in his gift to us, and he wishes to shower his children with good things. It's saying if you follow a good thing, if we do the right thing and follow his word and abide his, the good thing he's going to give us is we're going to be in heaven with him, and we're going to have all the riches, all the glory. That's what I got out of the read. I was sort of driving, that's what I had today.
Yeah.
And good morning. God bless everyone.
Morning.
God bless you, bro.
Psalms 84:11, where that verse came from.
Yes, sir. God bless you, bro. Rep, you don't want to open it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Praise the Lord. It's beautiful, beautiful today. I listened to him read that 84:11, and even in verse 12, O Lord of hosts, with the F, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. and it just all goes hand in hand. If we trust
right.
him, you know, trust in him. Sister Martha told this, if it trust in me a moment by moment choice. How sweet it is. How sweet it is. We thank God for this lesson again. And we're only just saying truth. We're only just speaking truth. I'm not bragging, but God is still blessing and listening and giving his input on this, what we call God's plan. I just want to thank him. You know, I pray that others will hear what he's doing and take heed to what he's doing. You know?
Yes, Lord.
And I'm so thankful to God how he's blessing us to be a holy vessel for him, that he may continue to use us. And I pray that he will continue to keep cleaning us up, that we may be more pleasing in our sight, that he may use us even more for his glory, thank you, Jesus, how he's blessing us day by day to lift him up. And I'm just so thankful. I'm just so thankful that once again he has saw fit to bless us with a wonderful lesson, beautiful messenger. And not to receive nothing of ourselves, but just to help do what he has sent us to do. You know, so we just tell him thank you. we just tell him thank you. I don't want to go back over the whole lesson, but I just want to let you know that I was listening and paying attention and just blessed by it. You know, it's God's word goes out, and not that we want to be patted on the back, but we're just concerned, hoping someone got it, or so hoping someone is getting it, or praying that we're giving it the way God gave it to us, that you know, because we're careful in how we handle God's word. So just want to tell you thank you, brother. Thank you, brother, for allowing God to, with the free choice, just use you however you see fit. The name of Jesus is so important, because some off time we'll take a word and we'll try to make it be fitted to what we want. But I'm so glad that God has messengers that will try to give it just as the way he gave it to me, you know, and Don't add, don't take away, don't try to soften, but give that beautiful word. So God bless you today in the name of Jesus. I want to tell all of you that I do love you and continue praying for all those that may be in bereavement or maybe going through, maybe still trying to receive that sight, just as the beggar was trying to do. They got physical sight, but they're blind spiritually. They can't see, or they're trying to make a choice. So we ask God's mercy and God's grace to also touch that within them so that may receive that spiritual sight. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for this day. In Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. Amen. God be the glory. All the things he has done. For God be the glory of all the things he has done. Thank you for his blessing. Thank you for the scriptures that have been read today. And, man, we just really believe in his word. We just ask for y'all to keep us in prayer. Keep the whole ministry in prayer and everybody to keep coming out, And, again, we just thank God for his amazing grace. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come in the most humble manner we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for your sweet spirit that reside in today, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for all the ones that came out, Lord. I ask you, Father God, to keep us close to you, Lord. Keep us in your thoughts, Lord. Lord, if we pray for one another, Lord, we live with everyone on the side of my voice, Lord. Trust him, Lord, today, Lord. Bless him spiritually. Bless him financially. Bless him physically, Lord. Cover him, Lord, with your presence, Lord. That they know that, Father God, this is the day that you have made, Lord. And we're going to be glad, Lord. For the word that we brother another came and sister and Martha and Reverend and either one on us but wanted to say something, Lord, just bless their heart, Lord. Put the spirit of peace there to all people, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, that we found out, Father God, that you are worthy of all our praise, Lord. But we're not worthy to thank you. So we just ask you, Father God, to concentrate our mind that we all would be on you in this day, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Beautiful. All right now.
About the ordinary right here. Y'all hear me?
Praise the Lord.
My sister Patricia, hit the one button. If you could, if you know about hitting that one button. All right. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm okay.
Are you okay? All right. Well, you're on live right now. This is God's plan. And,
good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Thank the Lord.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
This is Brother Dexter's. Like I told you, she had sent a text that we want to tell you, I'm gonna tell you, you know, I really miss my brother, and we always, you're always in our prayers. You're always in our prayers. I'm not gonna tell you I feel your pain, but I do miss my brother too as well. You know, and we want to always encourage you that if any time that you need to come on, like over here too, we are here. We're here.
Amen.
And we want to let you know that you're still our sister, and we miss our brother too as well. You know, I know if anybody else want to present something or say something, you can just hit the what button. But I just want to let you know, sis, we want to shout you with the love of, that we love our brother and you as well. Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you so much. I know Saturday when I sent you the text message, I was in a really bad place. Because those were our days. The weekends were our days where we would just talk. And I feel like our intimacy was talking. And that's how we got close. And to not be able to talk, to hear him, it was really bad Saturday. And I appreciate you so much for taking time away from your family to get me through when I needed it.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm gonna say this, you know, this is not only a ministry that God, your brother definitely helped put this thing together. It's God's
yes,
plan.
He did.
He helped put this thing together.
Did.
It was him. It was him and Brother Wayne came up with some. Wayne came up with the name of the God's plan, and that's just pushing hard, man. And he pushed me hard to start reading John openly on the platform like this. He said, "While we got the way, can we do it now?" You know what I'm talking about? And, he started me to go through the whole Bible like I've been doing. He did that. You know what I'm talking about? Because I was telling them how they can go study the Word, start with John and read John, the whole John, you know, I'll tell them how to go through the gospel further before you go to the Old Testament. He said, "Well, we can't do it now." You know, I said, "Okay, then." And we started doing it. And it was him inspired through a lot of things, you know. The man was, that's why he was getting himself ready to see God. He was getting himself ready because he wasn't shaming like most of the people will. He came out that line, he came on that bad line, he was asking. When he introduced us to his father, I knew God was preparing him then, because he said his father told him he need not to listen to everybody. He said he can't listen to an awful lot of table. So I know for him introducing us to his father, I want you to hear the guys. I associate myself with the God. And he introduced us to him. So you already know what that's. You know what I'm talking about. That was that's like me saying, taking a girl to go see my mother and my father. You know what I'm talking about? That's how I looked at it. You know? So he helped me. He
and his dad is one of those Christian men that he ain't going to say a whole lot. He ain't going to say a whole lot to you. But when he do say something, it impacts your life so much that you remember every single word. His dad, when I tell you, knows the Bible back and forth and lives his life like he knows God is standing right there. That's the kind of man his dad is. And I can honestly say the last few months of his life, of Dexter's life, I saw his dad in him. I saw God in him.
God bless you, man. God bless you. That's insurance, that's it. That's insurance.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of folks can't have that. A lot of folks don't have that kind of testimony. You know what I'm talking about? A lot of folks don't have. That's why he was getting prepared. He had got prepared for this. And then he started speaking boldly with it. You know what I'm talking about? Telling about, it was one time he was saying, I know a lot of folks probably ashamed of me keep telling my testimony. But I said, no, they're not. Because we're overcome by the word of the testimony. But the Lamb. You know what I'm talking about? He was delivered. He was. You look at that wreck. He supposed to been gone in, and God bless him to get some in line with him. You know what I'm talking about? And only him and God knows that.
Mhm. And I can honestly tell you that me and Dexter had been together for a very long time, but I fell in love with him again. He prayed over my dad before my dad passed away. And he made sure that my dad knew God before he left here. I thank him so much every day for giving me bits and pieces of what God is like every single day.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And that's why we want you to come over here, that you know the people that, I mean, that he was talking to daily is over here. You know what I'm talking about? Daily. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about daily. When I said we're talking with God daily, he was there. You know what I'm saying? And when we're talking about God daily, I know he's not here right now physically, but he really here in the spirit.
Amen.
That is.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Anybody can say something? You know, there to be encouraged.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Eric, I'm a good little human here. Dexter added all these songs on here, and we don't know how to do it. He wanted us to hear these songs. Dexter did that. That's how much he loved this show.
Man.
You told Dexter about a song, he found it. He called me day in and day out. You know, me and him would have a personal conversation. And I told him, he's like, man, I know y'all getting, no, Dexter, I ain't getting tired of you. Dexter, I know you getting tired of me. No, Dexter, I ain't getting tired of you, Dexter. And like I told you the other day, I opened my phone up in my messenger, and there his picture was, just a smile. I was like, look at him, old Dexter. It just... I was going to talk to him two or three times a day and two or three times through the weekend. He's going to stay in contact. To his significant other, just remember how he made you smile and how he brought you, brightened your day.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing wrong with keeping memories. The good, the bad, they all. Stay encouraged. I'll back on mute, Eric.
Thank you so much.
God is good.
Mm-hmm.
God is good all
yes,
the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for his presence.
Mm-hmm.
Sister, we're gonna pray with you before you get off. We're not gonna, you know. And then if you ever want to come on, you got the number. You can come on, and, you know, and you just, because I gave you the hours that we'd be on. Sometimes we'd be on 2 or 3 hours. Sometimes it's just 30, 40 minutes. We were just about to hang up then, you know what I'm saying? But you send it on in, so we want you to know that we're praying with you, and we're going to always pray with you. We're going to, you know,
yes,
we always got a brother and sisters over here, you know.
Yes.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of great love. We come to, in the most humble manner, we pray, Lord. We come right here lifting our sister up to you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for Brother Dexter, Lord. We thank you for the things you did for him and how you encouraged him in this way, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to give strength right now. We ask you to cover her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, Lord. We ask, Father God, as you do these things, Father God, give her strength to the whole family, Lord. Let the whole family know that you are in the midst, Lord. Knowing that, Father God, that you are a healer. Know you are a strengthener. So we ask you to bless our sister today, Lord. And let her know that she never will walk alone. Never walk alone. And we thank you for the love, Lord. We thank you for her, Lord. And we thank you and ask her to be encouraged that he is here. He going to always be He going to always be lifted up over here. And we'll lift the family up as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for not just being his friend, but being here for me.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. We love you. Don't have to worry about that. We got it. We're going to be here. And just know this is. This old song, you know, I like this. I heard it a little while back. I'm going to give it to you.
You see, I've got the Holy Spirit. Thank you.